Hey, this is Andrew Taylor, a 17-year-old junior from Wheatland High School, coming to you from Grainfield, Kansas. As a young, somewhat athletic male in the United States of America, I fit the mold that the military looks for physically in their soldiers. If I were alive 100 years ago, I would surely be sent off to fight on the front of Europe. My parents would be terrified for my life every day that newspaper headlines would tell of some especially bloody battle with dozens or hundreds of casualties. They would have to sit at home helpless and praying that the fighting never came too close to their son. This situation was common during World War I and was the subject for Edith Wharton's novel, A Son at the Front. In this book, artist John Campton and his wife Julia have a single child named George. They are Americans living in France, but due to traveling complications, George is born in France instead of being born in his parents' home country. When World War I breaks out, this means that George is drafted to fight in the French army. His mother has since been remarried to Anderson Brandt, a wealthy banker. They try to use Brandt's pull or connections to bring George home safe, or at least keep him away from the front. Campton is uneasy at first because he doesn't think that Brandt loves George the same way that a biological father loves his son. George regularly sends home letters from his desk job he has away from the front, but then it is revealed that George has moved to fighting in the trenches while lying to his family. Although being sent off to the front lines of a war would be pretty scary, there would be some positive parts to it. Learning important survival skills such as how to deal with injuries quickly, constructing shelters, and life or death combat skills is something that would never be acquired through jobs like accounting or architectural design. Traveling would be another great aspect because it gives a chance to be exposed to completely different cultures than what one is used to. Being in the military is a highly admirable job because these men and women are working selflessly for years of their lives and potentially even ending them to protect the citizens back home. The feeling of teamwork and absolute trust in fellow soldiers is an experience that would only ever be found in the military, which is one of the main reasons that George goes back into the fray even after being injured. If this were me in this situation, however, I would be terrified if I had found out that my country was going to war and that a letter came saying I had been drafted into the military. I certainly wouldn't be volunteering myself to fight at the front like George did, the way that not only physical but emotional destruction of war is portrayed in movies and books, like A Son at the Front, would make me feel terrible that if I were to die, I would be leaving all the people I care about behind. Maybe other people are much more patriotic and willing to die for their country and their leaders, but I have to agree with the decisions of George's parents and say that doing anything and everything to stay out of danger would be the best option. Reading this book made me realize that, although I may not be the right fit for being a soldier in war, I know that there are people who are stronger and braver than I who do all they can to keep the people of America safe, and this makes me greatly admire them now that I understand more of what they do.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, Dr. George Hopkins of Garden City, and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas. 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.